Good morning, team. Welcome to episode 26 of the Get Up and Show Up live show. I hope we are feeling good. I hope we had a fantastic bank holiday weekend with the family. We had a good time at Easter and we're ready to go for quarter two of 2024, which is crazy that we're even saying that. And that is the topic of choice for this morning's show as well. I have titled this Q2 Success Checklist. And if you are someone who is listening to this or watching this, who wants to make your second quarter of this year better than the first quarter, then I'm going to be taking you through four success checklists or four success steps which can help you do this. And this is really simple stuff, but it's something I'm communicating with the guys inside the Unbreakable Dad program as we head into this second quarter. And it's something I wanted to share with you this morning as well. So, like I said, I hope you had a decent Easter. You can probably see if you're watching this on replay, we've been inundated with Easter eggs. The boys always get inundated, and they're definitely going to take a while to get through them, and maybe even I need to chip in and help them get through some of them as well. But really good weekend. Good to be able to just switch off a little bit. It's been a busy start to the year, lots going on, lots happening, and took a few days out of the game just to be able to recalibrate a little bit. But we are back into it today. Even though it is still the school holidays, I know a lot of others are in the same boat over the next couple of weeks or so. So my routine changes a little bit with regards to the morning routine, but we're still here, we still show up, we still do what we do, and that's what it's all about. So let's dive into this. So I find that this time of year, just in conversation with dads, us, I feel like it's this time of year where a lot of people are focused on really trying to up their game. And want to really focus on making some good progress coming into this second quarter, because this time of year I feel like is a good opportunity to really double down on things. Because the reality is, Q1, the first quarter of the year, can be difficult. It can be hard to build any sort of momentum. You're coming off the back of the Christmas period where you're generally feeling quite low in yourself anyway. And the weather is shocking outside. It's cold, it's wet, it's dark, and it can be hard. It can be hard to build that momentum and find that motivation. Not to say that it's impossible. It's not impossible to make progress and see progress, because we've seen some great progress inside the Unbreakable Dad program and we've seen some great results. But just in general, like when you think about the first part of the year, it is hard. It can be difficult to really get going. And then as the weather starts to change, even though weather's still pretty shocking for most of us, but lighter mornings, lighter evenings, the clocks change, you start to think about the summer a little bit, you start to plan in your holidays, and all of a sudden that is more of a focus. It's at the forefront of your mind. So now is an opportunity to really kind of use that as fuel almost to drive you forward to where it is that you want to be and see the progress that you're looking for. So like I said, I'm going to go through four simple steps that you can be doing right now to help you set up for success in Q2 and make Q2 better than it was in this first quarter. And even if it was a decent first quarter, this is a great opportunity to look at what this first step is going to be, a little bit of reflection, and go, right, what has worked, what hasn't worked, and how can I improve on that going forward? So even if it has been a decent start to the year and you're listening to this or watching this, doesn't mean to say that you can't make it even better coming into this second quarter. But I think most importantly, if it hasn't been a good start to the year, if Q1 didn't go to plan, then this is the steps that personally I'd be taking to help me make sure that I am on track and make the second quarter better than the first quarter. So step number one, as I've kind of already given away, before you do anything, before you move forward, before you make a plan, is you have to take ownership and responsibility of what has happened or what hasn't happened in quarter one. Okay, you have to do that reflection. And this is what I've got all the lads inside the Unbreakable Dad program, and I've done personally myself, is to reflect on the first 3 months of the year and ask myself questions with regards to, right, what's gone well, what hasn't gone well, what didn't happen, which I planned out and had the intention of doing. James, good morning, mate. Hope you're all good. Hope you had a good bank holiday. And it's about being honest with yourself. It's about taking ownership of this, because you can't move forward until you do this. So that's the first step, because so many people just dive straight in and go, right, this is my plan. This is my plan for the new month. This is my plan for this next quarter. But without actually knowing what has happened or hasn't happened and what has been going on and where your kind of blind spots are, your weak spots are, with regards to the plan that you've had in place, you can't use that then to put a solid plan in place moving forward. So that's the first one, is to take ownership and responsibility for what has or hasn't happened over the first quarter. Step two is then obviously creating a plan, and we make sure that every single one of the guys inside the Unbreakable Dad program are clear on their plan, not just for the quarter. So the guys have been putting their plans together for the next 12 weeks over the last few days, and we're going to be communicating that on our weekly tune-up tonight, which is always a really good session, because it's again an opportunity for them to take ownership of this and communicate it and commit to it, which is important. But this is where it comes in. It's asking yourself the question of, right, what does success look like for me? What is it I'm working towards? And it's about making this tangible. It's about making it specific. It's not just about saying, I want to look better in the summer. I want to lose some weight. Like, okay, they might be the surface level targets and goals here, but what does that actually look like? What does that actually mean? How much weight are we looking to lose? What are the tangible targets that we need to be setting here? So having a plan is key. Having clarity on what that looks like, and allowing you to focus on these things is what is going to create that consistency and momentum. Because if it's too vague, with regards to what it is you're actually aiming for, then you'll very quickly lose sight of it. It won't mean anything to you, and you'll lose that kind of momentum and consistency that we're looking to build here. So having a plan is important. It goes without saying, but without that, you don't have no clarity on what it is you're focusing on. Step three is then making sure that you have this adapt and overcome mentality. Your ability to pivot when things don't go your way and things are against you is the most important thing that's going to allow you to be successful in the plan that you have created. I think when things don't go to plan, or your back is against the wall, or life is kicking you a little bit, it's easy to slip into the victim mentality, and everything stops. With regards to your standards and the things for yourself, everything stops. It's so easy to do that. and listen, we all have challenges. We all have things going on from time to time. But it's about recognizing when this is happening and when you're slipping into this victim mentality, which is then stopping you doing the work. And it's not to say that you need to be operating at your best all the time. I've communicated this a lot. Doing these shows, it's about recognizing that there's still always something you can be doing. There's always something that you can kind of be focusing on as a baseline if you are under the cosh a little bit and you've got a lot of going on. This is what the adapt and overcome mentality is. It's about recognizing that yes, you have a plan, you have things that you want to focus on, but you have to be ready for anything that is thrown your way. You have to be ready to adapt, you have to be ready to pivot, and you have to be okay with that as well. And by not having that, then you can have the best plan going and you can have everything mapped out, but as soon as something goes wrong, nothing happens, you stop making progress, get frustrated, and then it's that kind of all or nothing thinking that comes in, of feeling like you have to start all over again every time something happens. So that is a really important one. And then the fourth and final one, I've spoken about this many times on these shows, and I've spoken about it to the lads and the importance of this to the lads that I work with as well, is accountability. Like, this is the glue that sticks everything together when it comes to the plan, where it is you want to be, everything. This brings everything together. And it's just asking yourself right now, how are you showing up right now? what does that actually look like? Because I think it's easy to say, yeah, I'm going to be accountable, I'm going to hold myself accountable. But who knows about what it is that you're doing right now? Who knows about your goals? Who knows about your plans that you have? And how are you actually going to be showing up to this this plan that you have and the commitments that you've made? Because if no one knows about where it is that you are going, what it is you're doing, whether that is family, whether that's friends, whether that is being part of a community, being part of a program, whatever it is, you know, accountability doesn't necessarily mean having a coach, being part of a coaching program. It can be anything. But so many people are good at holding themselves accountable when things are going well. You know, they can shout about it. They can say, look how well I'm doing. And it's easy to show up when things are going well. But your ability to hold yourself accountable and be accountable for your actions on the good and bad days is going to be the key to your success heading into this next quarter. And this is the biggest thing when it comes to accountability, is not just showing up on the good days, not just you know, being accountable for your action on them good days. Like when things are more challenging, when maybe you haven't shown up, when you have let your standards drop, that's when you need to take ownership and responsibility of this as well. Because here's the thing, if you're not holding yourself accountable in any way, whatever that looks like to you, when you don't show up, when you start to let your standards slip, you will let yourself get away with it. And the reason you'll let yourself get away with it is because if you're not being accountable to it, you're not communicating it in any way, then no one knows about it. So in your mind, if no one knows about it, then you can get away with it. And that's the kind of get out with this. So this is personally the way that I do it. For my kind of, and I call it like the act of showing up. It's like the actual act behind the accountability, rather than just saying you're holding yourself accountable, because that means nothing if there's no action behind it. So I use my Instagram stories. For those of you that follow me on Instagram, well, you'll see it on my Facebook stories as well, no doubt, because they come across onto here. But I use my my accountability stories as my act of showing up. So you'll see it in the morning. As part of my morning routine, it's me showcasing my what I'm doing for the morning. So whether it's my run, whether it's whatever, my workout, and that's not for anyone else's benefit. That's for my benefit. You know, I don't care who's watching that. I just know that if I've shared that, people are going to be seeing it, and I know internally that I've shown up, and that's what it's all about. And even when I don't show up, and I hit snooze on the alarm, which happens from time to time, I've shared it on here as well. I will share that. I will communicate that. I will take ownership and responsibility of that. I will be honest with myself with that. Because even though many of you probably won't realise or even care that the fact that I didn't show up or hit the snooze button, it's me being honest with myself. And that's what it's all about. It's about being honest with yourself and you know, have that act of showing up for yourself as well, which is the most important thing. So with the accountability, think about what your act of showing up is. What does showing up actually mean to you? What does accountability actually look like for you? All of these things are so important, which is then going to bring everything that we've just discussed with the other three steps together to be able to make Q2 a success for you. So, team, I hope this was helpful. I'd love to know which of these four is going to be your biggest focus, or you feel like you've been kind of slipping on lately. Please do let me know. And yeah, if you're listening back, which I know a good few of you will probably be doing off the back of the bank holiday, and I know a few people are away over the course of this week as well. So if you are one of them people, I hope you're having a good one. And yeah, we now kick off Q2 in style. And hopefully these four steps have helped you be able to gain clarity on these things. So team, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back same time, same place on Thursday as always. And I'll speak to you soon.